Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics, anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture, each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Janna, also known as Junior Lab.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
We three brothers.
One sec. We once again thank you for tuning in and joining us on this sometimes cathartic journey. Let's dive right in.
You know what? I feel like I call everything memes now. I think it's just a general video. And it's like this young black kid. And he's got... I don't know why he's just upset. And he's like, delete it. Delete all that shit. He's crying, yo, it's intense.
What's the video?
It's the videos of the boy. He's saying that to the camera, like someone's recording.
Okay.
He's like, delete it. Okay. Delete all that shit.
I've never seen that.
And I'm just like, ooh, it's hilarious. And people obviously put like their own little captions to say, oh, when this and this happens. It's like, delete it. Delete all.
It became a meme.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, just about everything is memeable, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I learned, I don't know where I heard this, but it was something like the meaning of a meme or like the origin of a meme, and they've been around, it's been around for like decades and decades and decades. And I was just like, oh, cool. And it's basically something that, or the way that it's described, like as a definition, is, and I'm again paraphrasing, so please bear with. But it says something like, when a specific moment or something in particular can relate to a mass amount of people, that's what makes a meme. That's what makes it a meme. The fact that it's a particular thing that a lot of people can relate to.
Very interesting. Yeah. Oh, well, some knowledge there. Thank you for that.
Again, that's I'm gonna just call that as the lamb definition, not the official definition.
The lamb
definition. I heard this somewhere. I just can't remember where.
Such a subjective title, the lamb definition. Sounds like you could just lay claim to a bunch of stuff. Are you a flat earther as well? This is the lamb definition of the world.
No. Okay. Okay, listen. This is the Oxford Languages definition of meme, yeah? An element of culture or system of behavior passed from one individual to another by imitation or other non-genetic means. Eh?
Eh? Double eh? Read it one more time, please.
An element of a culture or system of behavior passed from one individual to another by imitation or other non-genetic means. That's deeper than what I thought. It has another definition, and it says an image, video, piece of text, etc., typically humorous in nature, that is copied and spread rapidly by internet users, often with slight variations.
Okay. Do you know one that I quite like? That cat versus that woman who's vexed. And there's so many variations of where the spelling would be LMAO, laughing my ass off. And the cat would say, Lamao. And the woman's screaming, like, no, it's LMAO. Freaking out. So many,
Karen,
yeah,
on,
yeah, 100%.
Going so Karen on the variation. Cat. I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
One of my
yeah.
favorites. I've seen some variations. There was this Muslim-based one, which a friend of mine from a Muslim-based country was showing me, and it was basically the woman was saying something political, like you said, we will have X, Y, Z, and then the cats had like a hijab on, and
of course,
oh my god,
of course he did.
People are so creative.
And then the caption was, I said, Inshallah, Wabibi.
So dumb.
It's so great.
Baka. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I've not come across that cat.
Really?
And man, it's not come anywhere. Across.
Yeah. She's a blonde woman and she's like,
yeah.
It's like
yeah.
fire coming from her eyes. And the cat's just chilling on a table with food on it.
Do you know?
Just correcting her or giving his lamb definition.
Do you know one thing I always wonder, like, what was the actual story behind this picture or this meme? Like, what was the genuine thing or scenario or situation that happened? Like, why is there a cat with food in front of it on a table and a lady screaming at the cat? Like, what's going on?
No, to be honest, I think it's like two separate pictures that have been put together.
I don't like there's a divide. Yeah. It's almost like they're sitting across from a table from one another, say a 6-foot table, something like that. So there's enough space,
but the
images are facing one another and they're having their showdown every time.
Every time. I don't know why people, like I said, people are so creative.
Have you ever made a meme?
Yeah, I've made a few
years ago.
Mo, weren't you a meme? You were a meme. You were like a meme guy.
Yes,
it's like Nando's thing. Yeah,
I had you as a meme when you were working for Apple.
Really? Yes.
What was that?
You sent this video to me, and I was like, "I'm gonna meme the hell out of this." So it was one of those memes where it's a GIF or GIF, whatever. It's one of those. So he's standing there in his Apple uniform and the camera just zooms in to him. Then he picks his phone up. It says white people.
Yeah.
On Wikipedia. Okay. Let me give some context.
Yeah, explain that.
People are going to be thinking, what? Right. Yeah. I remember that now. So one of the things that we used to do in the morning, we call it download, or sometimes like during lunchtime. it's just different tasks or different like engaging games. And one of them was called the Wikipedia game. And basically you have to start with a topic. So everyone starts on the same Wikipedia page and the task is to get to something else. So say I'm the one setting the rules and say, okay, we're going to start from iPhone. So everyone has to go to the iPhone Wikipedia page. And we have to end up with microphone. That's an easy one, but you're only allowed to basically use the links on the Wikipedia page. You can't search, you can't even go back. You can only click a link and it will take you to the next page. And then from there, you have to look and then click a link and then go to the next page. So I don't know what happened. I can't remember what the topic was and where I was meant to go. All I knew was I ended up on a Wikipedia page that said white people. And I'm just thinking, why is there a Wikipedia page on this? Like, what?
What, the Wikipedia page was white people?
White people, yeah. Okay. So the meme is the video. I had one of my guys, his name's Joe. Cool, shout out Joe. He was recording. He's just a funny guy. And he zoomed in and then I just lifted up my phone and it showed white people because that's the page I was on. But yeah, you see, that's the story behind the meme.
Wow.
But people wouldn't know that.
I didn't know any of that. I just got this video of this camera zooming in on your face and you putting your phone up and it says white people. And I've got so many questions. But
can you send me that? Hilarious. That's a legendary, meme.
That's ages ago.
Yeah, that's a legendary meme. Why do I always... Do you know what, Oz? I know you mentioned another meme.
Yeah, it's Nando's.
I don't know why it's me.
Yeah. Dude,
so
you attract this celebrity aura, yeah? Where if, I don't know, if you play your cards right, you may be a super famous guy.
Really?
Man, it's just the amount of stories that we've exchanged and the people who you've rubbed shoulders with. Shout out to one of our previous episodes.
Hey.
Man, you seem to always find yourself in quite high level and good company. So, again, play your cards right, who knows? But sorry, please tell the story of you wearing a Nando's hat, please.
So this was another occasion where I was at work. Well, no, I wasn't at work. I don't know why, this was like, I was at uni, in the uni house, there's like six other guys. We was going to this event called Eskimo Dance. So for those who don't know Eskimo Dance, it's basically like a grime rave.
Mm.
That's basically the best way to describe it. It's a grime rave. I'm talking old school grime, like 2000s grime, 2004. They'll get people like D-Double. And sorry, it's
sorry. For anyone who's listening, because we've got listeners in Russia.
Okay.
You're out here saying grime. They're thinking 2000s grime. Where's this grime coming from?
Cool. So I guess to break it down a little bit more, grime is a genre that was created in London, in the UK. And I guess it just grew, and it's kind of not rap. It's a bit faster than that. So I'd say rap is about 90 beats per minute. So has quite a steady beat. Grime is at about 140 beats per minute. So it's, again, very, very fast. It's all about spitting, which is the grime version of rapping. Very aggressive in a sense of normally battle. You will battle other people. So there's things that they had or events that they used to run, like Lord of the Mics.
Shout out Lord of the Mics. Yeah. I was there. I was there to enjoy that.
Shout out Lord of the Mics. But yeah, they basically hold like battle events. So you'll have one MC versus another MC, and they basically would just go back to back dissing each other, spitting. That's what we called it anyway. That was what the term was back in the day. I don't know if they still call it spitting. But yeah, that's what grime is. That's the genre's grime. So what this event was a grime event. And because grime was something that was, I guess it came from, I don't know in terms of the origins, but it kind of was very not popular, and it was breaking through and becoming more popular. So there's so many old school cats that people would say, yo, back then when grime was hot, now you have people that are like more UK rap. So I think it kind of has, it was a generation of music and a generation of something different, a different narrative, a different technique in terms of your wordplay or the way that you would go on a track or rap on a track or tell a story. So basically this Eskimo dance is like legendary because it's, oh, we're going to have all the old cats here, or some of the goats are going to be here. We might have Kano come. We may have Wiley come. We may have someone like Chip come, or we may have DWE come. So these are all basically artists that were doing grime. I don't know if I want to box them and say they're grime artists. I mean, they're just creative people artists. But at the time, they were doing grime. And that's kind of how they came on the scene and got big. So I think that breaks grime down a bit in the scenario. So again, I was at uni. I don't know what I was thinking. All the guys that I'm living with were all going to this Eskimo dance grime event. So it's like, okay. A friend of mine... Julio, shout out to Julio. He was working at Adidas at the time and just basically used to just hook us up. So we had all Adidas like tracksuits, and we're like, yeah, we're going to go to this grime rave and we're going to be looking cool. And then
What do you mean hook you up? Like,
basically
gave you stuff for free. He stole the stuff.
No. He worked. No,
please explain it, because there's so many connotations that the listeners could draw from that, myself included.
Listen, he's a clean guy with clean people. He was working there and just got staff discount, basically. Friends and family discount. Yeah. So again, I don't know what was going through our heads, what was going through my head. And then there was one of my friends who lived there, Bex. Shout out Bex. Everyone's getting a shout out this episode. Damn. Bex is my guy anyway. But he he came down and he had a hat on. So then the whole house is like, oh yeah, I want to wear a hat too. And I'm just like, but I don't have no hats, bro. Like, hats don't fit me. The only hat that fits my head is my Nando's hat, because I was working at Nando's at the time. And I was like, that's the only hat that, like, actually fits on my head, and it looks like it fits on my head. It looks like the shape of my head just goes with the cap. And then Bex looks at me and goes, "A day to wear your Nando's hat." I said, "Nah, what do you mean?" And I'm looking at it, I'm like, hang that's on a minute, this kind of stylish, you know? No, I'm like, this kind of stylish, you know? It's got like different patterns, you know? Obviously, Nando's is very, I want to say very trendy. So a lot of the roots of it coming from Africa, like for me, it was like, yeah, this is a nice hat. This is a good fit. Like, I never thought I'd wear it outside of work behind the grill. going to a gram event, but you know what? Let's go and do it. So we're at the event now. It was a shutdown. It was cool. Enjoyed it. Had a lot of fun. And then I don't know how it happened. I don't know what happened. My friend's on Twitter and he just sees a picture of the same Eskimo dance event. And it's a meme that someone's put up. And it's basically the back. It's basically the back of my head, yeah. And I'm wearing the Nando's hat, obviously. You can see the Nando's hat. And the meme must have said something like, when you're working late at Nando's, but Eskimo dance is on.
Okay.
At the same time.
They played it nice.
So it's like, this guy basically came through with his work uniform. That's how dedicated he is. But in a jokey way. yeah, then I just saw that kind of go everywhere. Like, retweet, retweet, retweet. I'm just like, oh, you blew up, bro. My God. You blew up. I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on?
You legit became a meme.
I became a meme, bro.
I didn't know about that. It got white people one. I didn't know about that. It's a shame that, because I would love to see that.
It got that deep that the guy who was hosting Eskimo Dance messaged me on Twitter like, "Yo, chicken skanker, where you at? Next time we're..." Yeah, no, this is no cap, seriously. I know we defined cap before, so... And if you don't know the definition of cap, go listen to our other episodes. I'm not going to tell you again. But yeah, this guy messaged Chicken Skanker. That's what he called. I was named the Chicken Skanker because I came with a Nando's hat. And he invited me and gave me free tickets to the next event.
But you have to wear the hat. Shout out to... You have to wear... You can come, but you got to wear the full suit and bring some chicken. I'll bring my own.
You know the funny thing. It wasn't a case of, you know, bring the hat again. It was just come down. You know, if you want to bring the hat, bring the hat. Maybe we can get you on stage. I was like, you know what? That's a cool experience. Like, I wouldn't mind doing that. But I also didn't want to beg it, and I didn't want to drag this whole thing on with this hat. You didn't want to be the chicken.
You could have been famous for being the chicken skanker.
I didn't want to take that route. I didn't want to become or be known as the chicken skanker. And just what? Every time there's a grime event or a rave, I'm going to turn up with my Nando's hat and start. Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, ye arrogant soul.
I had bigger plans. Or, you know what? It was tight. So, anyway, there was a bit of a backlash. So, you couldn't see my face. So, you don't know that it's actually me in the meme. I know it's me. My friends know it's me because we all went together.
And you were wearing the tracksuits.
Yes. So it actually turns out that somehow it's circulating around Nando's. And they don't like it. They don't like it.
Why not? They're unhappy. Free advertising for them.
I think it's because of the type of event. They didn't want to be associated with that type of event at the time.
Okay.
I don't want to speak on their marketing strategy right now, but at the time, they were like, listen, that's grime. That's very, you know, street, urban. Nah, we don't want to be a part of that. Yo, my manager, I'm not going to call her out in case there's any implications on her, because she, shout out to her. She sorted me out. But basically, she came up to me and she's like, listen, Mo. Between you and me.
Sorry. I can't help myself. All I can imagine is she comes up to you and goes, listen, chicken skanker.
Listen, chicken skanker. We've had enough.
I know who you are, chicken scat.
We know it's you. I've seen you with that tracksuit out.
I've seen that tracksuit before, and I see the way that hat fits on your head perfectly around with the shape. Yeah, so she calls me over, and she's like, listen, bro, between you and me, I know that picture's you.
I know
that's you. I know that's you. She's like, to be honest, it's funny, but it's not the smartest thing to do. They're basically all the managers in the region, because it happened in Leeds at the time. So it was like, they know it's in the North or the West Yorkshire region. So there's not many Nando's restaurants that are there. So they're like, yo, it's one of our staff. It's somebody from our staff. It must be, because this is one of the new hats, new design. Yeah, this isn't something like an old employee maybe has just come through and they're still wearing it. And she's like, listen, they're looking to actually fire the person who yeah, it got deep, bro. It got
under
deep.
What grounds?
Under skanker.
I don't know.
Chicken skanker.
Wearing uniform outside of the workplace. Because actually that's the thing. They were like, I remember in the training, they were like, if you're walking to work or you're on your way to work, try not to show the logo, because obviously the brand and anything that you do, if you're wearing your uniform, people are going to associate with the brand. So they're very kind of protective on
this makes sense,
image. Guess. Again, they're very trendy, but they also don't want to kind of have that. It's easy to get cancelled in today's society, or for, you know, situations to get really, really bad just because something looks, you know, you're wearing a t-shirt that has a logo on it. So the company's going to start losing a couple million.
Welcome to the Sage of Three Paths podcast. We are three brothers who use this space to talk about a range of topics. Anything from politics, race, anime, and pop culture. Each giving our own perspectives and opinions. I'm the youngest, Mo Janna, also known as Junior Lamb.
I'm the oldest, Okello, but my brothers call me AJ.
Middle child, Oz, aka Wizard King.
Cristiano Ronaldo sat at an interview, took a Coke bottle off the table, put a bottle of water and said, oh, I prefer to drink this. Put it down. You see Coca-Cola shares drop the very next day.
You see what I'm saying?
It's a hell of an impact.
You see what I'm saying? This is the thing I was saying, though. I made a positive impact on Nando's, I think. I would like to think. It's not like I was out there doing the most. If anything, I could have made it bigger. We could have had a partnership. But, yeah, anyway, my manager was just at the time saying, listen, Mo, I'm not going to say nothing. I know it was you. Just don't tell no one. Keep your head low. Like, it's not worth it. And don't wear the hat again. And I was just like, oh. But, yeah, that's how I became a meme,
and then
man.
She goes, come to mine tonight and wear the costume.
It's not a costume.
Someone the full chicken skanker experience. You can bring your lamb as well, whatever, let's go.
Nah. But yeah, that's the story of how I became a meme twice. One, because AJ, I guess, I don't know who you shared it to, but this one, I don't know. Out.
It's as far and wide as I could.
And this guy has been rubbing shoulders with the internationals, so that's in Nepal, that's in France, that's in Germany,
that's in Russia. That's why they're listening. Yeah, that's why they're listening.
Some random is nice.
I don't know any Russians.
I know one. I know of one. We weren't super close. This guy Konstantin at Hull University. Well, Scarborough, sorry. Yeah, not a fan. He was a bit too abrupt for me. I like straightforward people, but I think his social skills at that time, young guy, like 18, 19, like you're still developing your ability to communicate with other human beings. You're still to express yourself, not even to communicate, just to express yourself in general. But far too sharp. Far too sharp and just awkward. But that's the only Russian guy I know. Konstantin, I couldn't tell you his last name. There was a Ukrainian guy who they were quite close, which is quite ironic. But
why is it ironic? Isn't
there beef? Always will be beef between that land of Ukraine and that, I don't know, that the monster land of Russia.
It's a big place, right?
Russia's insanely huge. However, really isn't most of it, I don't know this for sure, this is a question I'm asking you guys, most of it is uninhabited land? Like, you can't actually live there? I'm not saying most of it, I think say 40%. Oof, that's a lot of land, isn't it? 25%.
There's no idea out here.
25%.
He's sticking his finger in his mouth and then putting it in the air.
Yeah, real talk.
He's giving you a lamb. He's giving you a lamb definition.
He's giving a lamb definition for sure.
Giving the Bear Grylls treatment for my political speech.
Here I just remembered. I actually do know someone who's Russian, but he is. His heritage is Korean. However, he was explaining to me that a community of Koreans, like they have a, there's a whole subculture of the, of them.
Mm.
They have like a Koreatown type of place.
In Russia?
Yes. And they've been there for generations. So they speak fluent Russian. The guy I knew spoke fluent Russian, fluent English, and his Korean was quite bad. I was just like, this is... I feel like a country bumpkin out here.
I hear you.
Shout out to that guy. He was a cool guy.
Yeah, do you know, I feel like I know there was another guy, Russian guy, and he had... This is what...
Wait, you guys started off by saying you guys don't know any Russian.
You're just casting our mind back.
Then you started saying, hang on a minute, I know one.
We're just filtering through the memory folders. But this one guy, this is whilst I was living in Spain, he was doing the same course at this filming course where they teach you how to use the cameras, you shoot your own video, you do all editing on the computers. They teach, like, the whole course is quite in-depth, quite expensive, I think.
You did a filming course?
I didn't.
Okay.
But yeah, this one guy, well, I forget his name, but he was so intense, man. Like, he would say something super abrupt or super like off kilter or off left where everyone is. Like, I'll be there doing some writing work whilst everyone is doing their editing and figuring out what to do with their treatments and whatever for the filming course. And... this guy would just be like, oh, well, Bulgarians, they're just shit, aren't they? All Bulgarians.
Whoa.
And then he'll look around for everyone to like agree and chuckle with him. But everyone will look at him and be like, relax, man. Like, you haven't given us context. That is just an outburst. And he got into so many arguments with the girls because he had quite strong views on misogyny. Let me put it out there. This guy was quite bad, in my opinion. He wasn't like an open individual where he was happy to be quite accepting of other people's views. He was, no, direct line, like quite conservative views where I think... There was an element of like these debates that I would hear where people that would get quite heated, whether it's women's rights or he believed that racism doesn't exist in Russia and all these different types of things, like wild theories in my opinion. But I think that there's an element there of the girls, because it was predominantly women in the filming course, perhaps three guys out of 14 maybe. That element, sorry, I've lost my words, bear with me. Where am I in the story? Because I keep getting deep, trying to...
You sure you didn't agree with this guy's opinions? It sounds like...
He's making it.
Sounds like maybe you're tiptoeing, like,
I've got this friend, nah, right? He's he's Russian.
His name's Osman. Vitaly.
His name's Namso. If you didn't know, that's Osman spelled backwards.
No, where was I in the story? Oh, yeah, there's an element of these women, like, goading him into seeing how far he will take his views. Or whether or not they could convert him or something. I don't know, man. I'll sit there and I'm just like, I fly on the wall to these essentially stupid debates because you're going around in circles where no one's accepting the other's view or really expressing what you mean. It's more just, okay, well, fuck you. Well, no, you're a bastard. Just going back and forth with BS. Oh, I wasn't a fan. Yeah, two Russian guys. Perhaps there's more. Bear with me.
Question: do you guys think black people can be racist?
That's a stupid question. I think that's a stupid question.
That's the stupidest question. You say that though, but people genuinely don't think that they can.
Yeah, I know. I've had this experience. The weirdest thing was, I was with some homies, all white, from different parts of the world, but all white. And I was telling them a story. I was like, yeah, when we were younger, we were always told never to date white women. And they were shocked. They were like, what? They were so shocked. Like, that concept to them was so, like, they were doing mental gymnastics to comprehend it. And for me, I was like, whoa, that's incredibly racist, dude.
What, that they didn't think that? Yeah, explain what was racist.
It's a superiority complex.
Oh, that. Yeah, okay, I feel you.
What do you mean? No, what? It's a white woman.
Oh, no.
You know what? I didn't see it as them thinking about it like that. I saw it as they were thinking about it like, what? They say that? Black people say that too? But if it's like, what do you mean? Like, why wouldn't you? Okay, I hear you.
I took it a different way. I thought it was racist in regards to our mum saying, don't date white women. Ugh. Like in essence, that's being racist also.
Don't say mum. Mum didn't say that.
It was an example.
She didn't say that to me. Okay. But yeah, I guess, I don't know. My opinion on that, I don't know, man.
I think at all levels that was racist. Other than the naivety of you to tell that story and then for them to lose their minds, to be like, what's going on?
Man, I think it's really interesting how we all know it's racist, but we all have different perspectives on it. I think that's super interesting. Now, don't get me wrong. For me, it wasn't a case of, oh, you guys are being racially aggressive here. It's your base stats is that's an impossible conclusion.
Or is it the fact that they're just, because it's not their experience, they haven't thought of it. So when you presented that to them, they were like, oh, okay, whoa, that's interesting. I didn't know that black people had that power presented to them.
Why not? Why wouldn't they?
Oh, it's not their experience. Their experience is their Caucasian life, no?
Isn't it common sense? And I'm not talking about stupid people here. I'm highly educated people here. And I'm not saying they're bad people because I got a lot of love for them and we were able to like talk this through and I wasn't like, you guys are being racist. I was able to explain to them like, because we discussed it and I was like, it's arrogant to think that racism wouldn't come from our end.
Yeah, of course. Agreed. I'm with
that. That's what it was. It wasn't a case of like, oh, I'm going to have a fight. No. Like, on a real, I absolutely love those homies. They're close to my heart. But I think a conversation like that is important, and people should be able to have these conversations because they and myself walked away much more
richer in soul and spirit.
Give it to me. What is going on?
You're definitely my brother.
I hear you, brother.
It just made sense.
It's taken a while. I'm currently reading Vinland Saga.
Reading it. Nice. Okay. Oh, look at you. You don't find time for me. Oh, you don't find time. You don't sack me.
Have you guys finished watching it?
You don't sack me.
What the last episode?
AJ, don't sack me. Last episode. You don't want me no more.
Wow. So you haven't watched the last episode of Oz yet, but you've already read ahead with the manga. This guy is savage.
I've already read the manga.
It's finished.
I read the manga. I was reading it when it was coming out. So I was excited when Vinland Saga was coming out the first time. I was like, oh, snap, Vinland Saga. I can't believe they made an anime of this. I was right at the front of it because I had read the manga previously. So there's nothing happening that I don't know.
But you're just enjoying...
You're just seeing the animation of it and enjoying it. Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Did you know that already, Oz? Or was he like, oh my God, look at that.
No, I knew he had read it. I knew he had read it.
Okay.
But he's still, from the expressions, enjoying it from what I can see.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, I'm super stoked Vinland to
see his fake orgasming out here. I don't know.
I've done that a couple times.
I can never tell. Yeah, crazy. There's a couple that I'm watching at the minute. Platinum End. You guys heard this?
Oh, yeah, I'm watching Platinum End as well.
Whoever wins becomes god of the world. You get different kind of thing. It's interesting. It's interesting what they're doing with it.
Get angels.
I feel like if it goes over 25 episodes, the characters are going to be quite annoying. I also feel like...
I feel you.
The themes that they're touching on is very surface level. They're not really going deep with how they could do it. It's, okay, this guy's the protagonist. He wanted to die. He no longer wants to die because he's saved. Essentially, I don't want to give too much away for the story, but this guy's saved.
Learns to appreciate life.
Really, really, truly value life. And that's not just his own, that's everyone else. So he's not just trying to protect himself, which is the bog standard archetype for this protagonist who falls into despair, comes back, and no, I must save everyone. There's so much more they could do with it, I believe. There's so much darker connotations that could be spoken about or could be touched on just to give it a richer experience. So for me, anyway, I'm a sinning guy. As long as it's mature, I'm not really nudity. I'm not into the nudity, but if it's profanity and whatever, 17 plus, that's my realm. So I'm enjoying it for what it is. Could I recommend it? I would have to know what the person's into before I could. It's not just like, oh, everyone's going to love this. No.
It's one of those anime that when you're an avid anime watcher and you've just watched hundreds of anime, that you're just like, yeah, okay, I'll watch it to pass the time. Okay, yeah, the concept's cool. I'm also up to date, bro. Like, I've been watching it. And as I'm watching it, I'm like, this isn't the greatest anime. And I agree, there are definitely, and I can see it is going to be 24, or they've expected 24 episodes for this. So for me, it's like, I don't know if I'm going to finish this, if this guy is going to keep being the way he is. In fact, a lot of the characters.
I think I'm going to grow to hate them.
yeah, agreed. But I do tend to see that normally in 24 episode animes when it's really rushed and it's like, oh, we need to pack in loads of content and just rush through it, and there's not really any proper character development. Or man, I don't want to give too much away, but it's like people just know. I hate when people just know what to do, or when people just like where's this go web go,
we need some training
learning
montages
about,
out here. As much as I dislike, you know what? We need some training montages.
You don't just get angry and then the demon fox comes out and then suddenly you know all the powers that you can do.
Come on, everything. Man. No.
That's not how it works. But I also understand, again, it's tightly packed within 24 episodes. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know how they're going to do it for 24 episodes.
Season one, I guess.
And then I'm invested now.
Yeah, same.
Once I've hit six episodes, I'm invested.
Again, it's not something that I could recommend unless I know the person, but I'm enjoying it for now.
Yeah, I like the opening and ending. I think that's cool.
So I was saying that it's taken a while. And I was reading Vinland Saga recently.
Oh, my bad.
That's all good. I enjoyed.
We fully digressed, you know.
So good.
I got my list up and everything about to tell you what I'm watching.
You guys are enjoying this. Okay. I can do it. And there's something that Fourth Thing is thinking through where I'm at right now. And it's basically like, what is a true warrior? Like, how to be...
Fourth Thing's the protagonist,
and,
right?
And you know, character. Me saying that is no spoilers whatsoever, because the whole show is about being a true warrior. And he's contemplating to himself, like, how do you oppose conflict without violence?
It's a big question.
So I relate that to my own life and my journey with racism, to take it back, because, you know, being younger, being that angry at the world black guy for the way the world is and the history of the world, especially when you look at people from African backgrounds, especially when you look at the countries in Africa, as you know, where they are, what they're doing. Not to say, oh, everything's bad, but not to be as advanced as could be possible was frustrating, which causes, you know, I don't know, somewhere to lash out. Because I understand the need to want to use violence against someone who gives racism to you. I get that. But that's not solving anything.
It's just, it just breeds more hate and more racism. It's just going to breed more opportunities for that person to then make somebody else feel that way, because they now have that confrontation with it, and it just breeds more confrontation and it breeds more separation of views, less understanding. I mean,
if we think of violence being the last option, like, all right, it's DEFCON 4, then what are the options before that? What is the first option to take? What's the first best thing to do so violence doesn't even become a possibility? And that's, in my life, I've been trying to figure out, especially with the racism. I remember one time I was speaking to one of your friends, Mo. One of your friends from uni, big tall guy, and he was telling me about some racist experience he was having, and I remember trying to explain to him not to use violence, but it wasn't explicitly like that. It was more of a conversation. I wasn't explaining anything to him, or just conversating, and there was something that I said where he was a bit uncomfortable with. He was like, you know, that's the thing. I feel like if you don't do something, you don't achieve anything. It wasn't exactly that. It was on the lines of that. But it made me feel at the time, what is the answer? If violence is supposed to be the last option, how can I feel bad about not using it for, you know, straight away?
Interesting topic, because I guess the way I see it and even my experiences, so the way that I normally tend to approach those types of scenarios, again, it depends on the context, it depends on, you know, the other person's approach and how it's kind of come off, how I've received it, you know. But normally I always see it as educational opportunities, right? This person just doesn't know, so I have to school them. However, as that's a good thing and I guess beneficial to that person, and let's be honest, yeah, beneficial to myself, because then I know moving forward, or I have that hope moving forward, this experience and this conversation I've had with this person is now going to prevent this person having these situations or creating these scenarios with other people.
Hey, Okello here. This section is a space where we'll be sharing short stories, creative experiences, and art. Calmness and stillness, it comes to an end. We hope you found some gems and go away richer in soul and spirit. We're showing you the three paths of the sage. Your path is your own. Which path do you follow? Until next time.